Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz talking about the Eagles and the Phillies. The Phillies, Dave Dombrowski had an hour-long press conference today that seemed to upset a lot of people. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the difference online at marks-jewelers.com. Who's better looking, Gabe Kapler or Rob Thompson? That is the Twitter question. Now, I go Rob Thompson.
Wow.
What do you think the poll's at, Ike?
Gabe Kapler? Slightly?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go 55%?
50.8% Kapler.
Wow.
Now,
true, 50-50.
True 50-50. Yeah. Now, a lot of slow news day in the comments.
Oh, really?
A lot of slow news days.
Can you put up a slightly different poll? Can you just do who's sexier?
See, I didn't want to go that far.
I do, though. I think that's the difference. I agree that Gabe Kapler is a more, you know...
Well, the fact that it's 50-50
says a lot about Topper.
Yeah.
We should send that to Rob.
Yes.
I think he'd appreciate it.
I guarantee he's not putting as much effort into it as Gabe is.
Spring training next year.
Banana hammock.
We are sitting... Spring training next year, we're sitting down with Rob Thompson. We're presenting that poll to him and asking what he thinks.
Yes.
Where is Gabe at now?
Gabe is a Giants. He's assistant general manager to the Giants or Marlins.
Marlins,
oh,
that's right.
He done moved to the front office.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Director of player development.
Well, he was there before with the Dodgers. That's what he did.
He was the director of player development for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And then manager here, and then manager of the Giants, and then
did they get to a World Series?
Oh, the Giants?
Yeah.
No, they won like 102 games randomly.
They were good.
And they lost to the Dodgers in the postseason.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they were not good this year.
They fell off.
Yeah. So how much do I need to set up this thing on Matt Strom? So Matt Strom after the
Kirk Ring play.
After the Kirk Ring play, this is per Todd Zielecki. Todd Zielecki said this on his podcast, said that Matt Strom said that they didn't work enough on PFPs, which is basically fielding for pitchers, and said that...
I actually have what Zielecki said on his podcast.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Here's what he said.
Okay. In my game story, I used a quote from Matt Strom, and I said, listen, I'm not even the guy's teammate. I said, you're his teammate. How bad do you feel for Ryan Kirkering? What went through your mind when... he panicked, and he said, as soon as he let the ball out of his hand, I said to myself, I wish as a veteran player, I would have asked why we don't do more PFPs and work on our fielding practice more throughout the season. I don't know. You know,
nobody gets on the field anymore, Todd.
All right. So
who was that?
Rube.
Yeah. So Strom says they didn't work on PFPs. Dombrowski was asked about that today.
Dave, were you troubled by Matt Strom's insinuation or comment that the team didn't do enough PFP during the season?
Well, I think he said the postseason, didn't he? I think that's what he said.
Okay.
In the season? We did plenty, and actually, as it turns out, we did do PFPs in the postseason. He didn't do them, okay? But we did them.
Dave came back with a hammer. Like, yep. Yeah, you know, he didn't do them.
Now, do you think while the team was out doing PFPs, Matt Strom was in the dugout on eBay?
Selling cards.
Yeah, just trying to buy in and selling baseball cards.
Yes.
You know, that's what he really cares about. We never found the result of his big plan to have Bryce Harper trade some of his memorabilia for baseball cards. I think he was wetting his hair. And he was selling baseball cards.
Yeah.
And that is, look, when the rest of the team's out there working on fielding, you have to have your priorities straight. And if there is a Prism PSA 10,
yeah,
you know, of yourself that you didn't have and you've been dying to find, it's right there on eBay. You got to negotiate those prices.
How about Strom? Seriously, bro. First of all, he didn't have any problem fielding the ball.
Yeah, it was what he threw to
it. It's where he threw the ball. Well, that was the...
But, no, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and Realmuto was pointing at first base.
Rob Thompson said when they asked, because he has asked about Strom too, he gave a little smile when talking about it. He's like, there's no PFPs in the world that would have, like, everyone knows to throw to first base. He had a mind.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That had nothing to do with practice.
Yeah, he just froze. He froze, and he saw JT right in front of him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he didn't see anything. I'm sure he blacked out, but he didn't see where Páez was. All he saw is that JT was right in front of him. It honestly... He didn't even make that throw right. I mean, he was so shaken that the throw was off. The least close throw I think I've ever seen in that sort of situation.
Yeah.
So
I haven't watched it enough. If it's a clean throw, then do they have the runner?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it would have been close.
Yeah.
Because it was a force out, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, like, come on, man.
Yeah. I love that Dombrowski answer.
Yeah.
We did him in the postseason. He didn't.
He did.
He's been waiting to say that.
He didn't do him.
He didn't throw him.
It's kind of strong.
Kind of like Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue.
Yes.
For a press conference.
Yeah.
Kind of strong. Dave Dombrowski was on one today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he defended the coaches a lot. There's a lot of defending of the coaches, defending his team, but also was like.
Seriously. Yeah. He went at this. Yeah. He didn't have a problem with the players today.
No.
He kind of let us know.
Well, I mean, to an extent, that is what. It's different him saying it and us saying it. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, his response, even though it took him 55 minutes to say it, was very similar to our response the day after the game. He said this was a close series against a great team that we lost. And he said, you know, a few things go a different way, we win the series. And ultimately, and that is what we said the next day.
Yeah.
And we said that, you know, that if our top three had come in bigger, or if we had this little thing goes this way or that way, if Trey Turner throws the ball to the left side, you know, us looking at it rather than the right side, his right rather than our left, then maybe the series is different. That's what he said.
Guess I'm not used to him being honest.
Yeah. Well, Dombrowski's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
He's not going to show his cards for the offseason. He even said that at one point. He said, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to go after or what we're not going to go after. But he did. He also talked about the impending free agents. We will get to them right after Jack and I tell you about National Appliance Warehouse. Right, Jack? No?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, come on. I am.
I just was talking to someone.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain baseball.
Oh.
Anyway. Anyway, right now, not too many winning teams around here.
No.
We may be excited about...
Except for the Union.
Yeah, well, we might maybe excited about the basketball team.
Yeah.
Kind of excited about the hockey team.
Yeah.
Other two teams, disappointing. The one winning team that you can always rely on?
National Appliance Warehouse.
National Appliance Warehouse. And why is that, Spike?
Well, I mean, there's so many different reasons that you can. First of all, the team. You mentioned, you talked about the people. It's a great culture that they have developed a National Appliance Warehouse. And... here's the thing. If you're looking for a job or if you don't like your job, you could work at National Appliance Warehouse and be part of that team.
All you got to do, Spike?
Send an email.
Scott@NAWDE.com. Yes. That's Scott@NAWDE.com. You email them. First off, wouldn't it hurt if you said, heard Ike, Spike, and Fritz talking about it?
Yeah.
You know, and just that. I think that's actually a good icebreaker.
It is.
It's a good way to get your foot in the door.
Yep. Love the show.
See, blah, I know Ike Freeze personally. Like, I could probably bring him to the store. That's usually how things work around here.
Listen. Did you say bring me to the store?
Whatever. Whatever. People helping people. So obviously, the workplace culture, Mark Smackin has built that at National Appliance Warehouse. you're also going to get the right appliance. It's National Appliance Warehouse. You go to National Appliance Warehouse, you're going to get Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. On top of that, you're going to get the best price possible. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, plus tax-free Delaware, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, and they usually have great savings events going on as well. So, visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or, again, stop by their showrooms in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
You go to that showroom in Wilmington. You walk in. You have no idea how big it is once you go in there. You know, from the outside, it's just in a strip with other stores. You walk in, it just goes on and on and on, appliance after appliance.
It's 15,000 square feet, Mike.
Yes, that's what I've learned. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield. You're on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Ike, Spike, Fritz, what's up? Guys,
what's up?
I know the Eagles, they better win this game, and it better not look bad, because it's going to be trouble. And if we go 4-3, coming off these last two losses, and to me, man, ego is a hell of a drug, man. And I hope, I heard you guys say about Jalen Hurts and the report that he don't want to change the offense. If he letting these little Michael Jordan and this new story he has in Philly, can't let that get to your head, Jalen. You got to go work it out with your wide receiver. You got to get together, man, because you guys you could be on the verge of doing something great by trying to run this thing back, but you're letting your egos get in the way, and somebody got to be the bigger man. Like, you're the quarterback, you're the leader of the team. You got to sit down with AJ, or AJ got to come to you, and you guys got to cut this out, man. Y'all are supposed to be best friends or whatsoever. Get together, man. And for the Phillies guys,
yeah,
guys, I feel like we're giving these guys a pass to me, because, like, we're 1-9 in our last 10 playoff games. Dave Dombrowski, guys, we don't know how.
No, we can't be 1-9 in the last 10 playoff games. Because we're.
I think.
Well, they won one this year. They won one last year.
Yeah. So we're
2-9.
Yeah, maybe two. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's not good.
2-8.
Because the Dodgers aren't going nowhere. I keep hearing the Dodgers are the champs and this and that. Yeah, but we could have beat them. The Dodgers, they're not all that, guys. If we got a couple of production from somebody in our lineup, from one of the three big bets in the lineup, we could have beat these guys. Because, like, we got to strike when the iron's hot, guys. And this year was our chance. Even last year was our chance. We don't know if the Mets are going to come back this year and be good, or if the Braves are going to come back this year. You got to do it when you can. And Popper needs an assistant now. He can't think for himself. And we got to.
Well, this happens all over baseball.
We got to get a field manager.
A field manager.
Well, but hold on, Terrence.
That was a field manager.
I don't know,
Terrence. Don't you want? We can't say that they didn't do well enough and they need to do better, and then when they add something to be better, be mad that they're adding something to be better.
But these guys have been fielding their whole life, a fielding manager.
But if all the teams have them, I don't know.
Yeah.
So these guys need to hit the damn ball. Come on, man. We got a couple hits in that series. We win the series.
Yeah, but I agree with you, and that's what makes it so tough. But the Dodgers are a really good team. But hold on, Terrence. Milwaukee has more wins than any team in baseball this year, and they've scored 3 runs in 2 games against the Dodgers. Like, I don't know what to say. We were right there. They had a couple of plays that go the other way. I don't feel like I'm making excuses. It's just the reality of what happened.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
I thought they were right there.
One last thing, literally, to me, it's about money at this point. They got the All-Star game coming. They're just trying to get asses in the seats, guys. Because, look, what's next year to get there again, and they don't want to hit the ball again. And the next year after that, they get there again. These guys are getting older. They're not going to keep having these playoff runs every year.
Well, but what did you, Terrence, what did you want? But, Terrence, what did you want him to say today? That will, he's not going to come in and tell you he's changing the entire complexion of the lineup.
There's not that, though.
But what do you want?
Get some people that can hit.
Yes,
you
but
we don't have home run hitters in the lineup. Get some back here that can hit. Put the ball in play. That's all we needed this year.
I disagree.
Quad from Cleveland. We should have got him.
Oh, Quan.
Well, I would love to have Quan. And maybe they'll trade for him.
Somebody get some balls in the play, man.
But
like,
we can't.
That's all we needed.
But Terrence, we can't judge their entire offseason. The offseason hasn't even started yet.
I know that, but Spike, the last 3 years, I know our big three ain't did diddly squat.
Well, the last two years. Last 3 years. I mean, to say they didn't do anything when they were in the seventh game of the NLCS 2 years ago, that's, come on.
Because like the Sixers at this point, if they keep going to the playoffs and keep losing in the first round or second round, at this point it's the first round every year, they're pretty much like the Sixers, a great regular season team, and in the playoffs they falter under pressure and they can't hit when it counts.
But I know the Dodgers have really good pitchers though.
We know Schwarber's not going to be Barry Bonds every year again. We're not guaranteed to get that Schwarber.
No, but he's not even be. He's a free agent. They might not even sign him.
Yeah, he might not even be here.
Yeah.
Well, we better bring in some. If Schwarber leaves, we better bring in some bats in here, man. Tucker,
yes.
We got to bring in Tucker or somebody.
Okay.
Or Alonzo, somebody, man.
All right.
We got to.
All right. Thank you for the call, Terrence. We have to talk about the Pete Alonzo thing. Maybe 5:30. Because the Pete Alonzo noise, I want to hear Jack on this.
Hmm.
There's a little bit of Pete Alonzo noise, Jack. And it's not coming
like
not coming from me.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Not coming from me.
You don't like it?
No.
Hmm.
We'll talk about
until he hits a home run.
Yeah, and then you'll love it. Oh, you'll be Mr. Polar Bear.
We'll talk.
Mr. Polar Bear.
Yeah. It's Thursday. That means Fake Stats Connor back with us. I actually met Fake Stats Connor Saturday at a Providence Animal Center event. Fake Stats Connor raised some money for the Providence Animal Center for the dogs. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
Hey, man, feeling good. I'm past my day job deadline, so I'm free of the biggest deadline at my day job. I get to finally enjoy my life again. I really feel great. And happy birthday, Ike.
Oh, appreciate it, Connor. Or should I go fake stats?
Fake stats,
fake
Connor.
Stats. I'm
fake
sorry.
Stats.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Is fake stats Connor fake stats for short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake stats for short. Just in case anyone gets mad about gambling, remember you gambled with a guy that's named fake stats.
Fake stats, right? They have nowhere to complain.
You have no room to complain, really. And I'm 4-9. I will own up 0-2 last week. I'm mostly upset.
Not a hot start. Not a hot start to the bit. Would have liked the 9-4 start to get people juiced up.
I know. But I'm excited about the bet tonight. I'm normally not very excited about Thursday night football, but I've been diving into Thursday night football more and more for you guys, and I really like my first play for tonight.
Okay, what is it?
So for tonight, I'm going DK Metcalf over 25.5 longest reception. He's basically been the deep threat for Rodgers. In the last four games straight, this Cincinnati defense has allowed one of the top two receivers on the opposing team to go over this line of 25.5. Four games straight.
Okay.
Basically, Cincy defense sucks. So that I really like tonight. I took that. You can get it at good odds. So
well, and I want to tell people that is one of the ones you hit was a Jalen Hurts longest reception and a Matt Stafford longest reception.
Yeah,
might be my market that I'm leaning into now that I'm kind of getting away from defense for you guys because FanDuel doesn't want to give me defense. So I'm doing this for you guys. I'm really leaning in and I really like it. I think it's a great market to hit on. Sometimes you bet on markets that I like to win on. Like I don't like betting on sacks. because I hate losing that bet when there's a holding call that would have given me that sack. That's why you'll never see me bet on sacks, basically. So,
okay. All right. Anything else?
So for the Eagles, FanDuel does not have player props right now. They will eventually, but I'm going to go on my first money line bet of the season. It's fading Shield and Spike here, and I'm going to take the Eagles money line. I'm going to buy low, basically. So, and
we don't like favorite money line bets here.
Connor. I know, but it's -126. It's easy. That's even money. That's even money. And I really
nobody wants even money.
Yeah,
these, that's what I'm giving with DK Metcalf. That's every week. That's
but at least it's
a prop.
Oh.
Well, I can't give a player prop. They don't have any.
Okay.
They have nothing. I would like a Jefferson longest reception, but they don't even have that on any book because of they don't know who's playing the quarterback.
Okay.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. I ought to be taking any favorable bet I can get, considering I haven't hit a bet in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I need to be taking every favorable bet I can get.
Bad of a record so far, I'm being honest. But, really, this is a bet on our defense. I think with Jalen Carter being back, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis are just going to eat the backup rookie center that the Vikings have running out there. I think they're just going to eat him alive. Also, the last time we faced a Brian Flores defense, at least to be fair to us, it was early in 2023. Swift gashed them for 175 rushing yards, and Smitty had 131 receiving yards. So I'm not exactly scared of this Flores defense.
Maybe you do this, because I know you like the odds. What if you just parlayed the DK Metcalf longest reception with the Eagles money line? Then you're going to get a plus 250 or something, plus 225 at least.
And I do have a nice parlay for you guys, in addition to a future that I know you will like.
But I got to wait all the way to Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
If you wanted to do a parlay tonight, I would just take it with Steelers money line, honestly. If they let you take it, that's what I
actually got the Bengals winning this game. And I like the Bengals plus the points.
Really? Joe Flacco guy. Yeah. What's the line tonight? Four,
gotta
five?
Got to be at least six, right? What's the line?
Yeah, it is. I can actually tell you right now. Hold on, give me one. As I'm queuing up my
boy.
Next bet, it is -5.5 Steelers.
-255
for the money line. So that's a good to get you to plus odds if you can parlay, which I think you can.
To tease that up.
There you go. All right.
But I do have an NFL future that I think you'll like.
One more. Okay, go ahead.
So Tyler Warren for +750. I think he's fifth in odds with
a rookie of the year
going out. Yeah, offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
+750. I'm also parlaying it with Cooper Flagg to win rookie of the year and defensive player of the year for Wemby, and I can get that at +1804. So that's some spicy if you guys like spicy.
That's a big old parlay.
So the parlay is Tyler Warren, offensive rookie of the year, and Wemby is defensive player of the year, and Cooper Flagg is rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And by the way, Cooper, unless Wemby and Flagg get hurt, they seem like almost locks for those two.
Yeah, like Wemby, I think Cooper's -220 and Wemby's like -185. So I don't like betting those straight. So I usually like to find something spicier to kind of, you know, make it interesting. That's why I like Warren taking it straight. So if I hit, then I kind of free roll the rest.
Man, we like this. These we're talking about. Those are odds.
Yep. Great job, fake stats, Connor.
I'll see you guys next. Actually, 2 weeks. I will not be in a betting state next week. So No. Actually, I will be. In 2 weeks, I will not be. But next week, I'll see you guys.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Wait a minute. Yeah. I don't care if he's in a betting state. Christ.
Yeah, we're in the betting
state. Just look on the internet.
You give us the props. You don't have to make the bet yourself.
I care less if you make the bet yourself.
That's unbelievable.
Make pretend you're in Jersey or what are we talking
about? No one knows what state you're in.
Yeah.
He said I won't be in a betting state.
No, yeah. He's not talking about state of mind, right?
Yeah.
He's talking about
I mean, he won't be somewhere where he can legally gamble.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Delaware?
I don't know. You see the report that Wemby's like really 7'7"?
Yes, he's 7'7" now. He grew again. That guy has no... I don't want to hear any excuses. All I hear about is how good Wemby is.
Monster.
He's 7'7". So he should score 50 points a game. He can dunk without even jumping. He can reach the rim from the free throw line.
True.
I want to see 35 points. I don't want to see you shooting threes. You're 7'7". You should block 7 shots a game and score 50 points a game. He's 7'7", and he runs like a gazelle.
This sounds like an anti-Wemby.
Oh, I'm so sick of Wemby. I'm so sick of him. I can see it. He's a coward. I can see it in his eyes. French coward. I 7'7". If I was 7'7", I should score 50 points a game.
I didn't know you had all this stored up in you.
Oh, I went to Vegas to see Wemby's first summer league game. I took one look at him. I'm like, not into it. Not into it. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
So one of the most reoccurring bits on this show is, what's your favorite Ike Reese play?
Oh, God.
I ranked them. Five favorite Ike Reese plays.
You found five Ike Reese plays?
I did.
Wow. For the birthday?
For a while. Yeah.
What did you just say?
I've been working with you for a while.
I thought you said it took you a while.
No.
And Ike's going to like this.
This is years and years of research.
Ike's going to like this. I want as many happy birthday wishes for Ike in the 5 o'clock hour as possible. 215-592-9494. Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.